So, good morning, everybody. Sheni of Parshas Ekev features a signature expression of Sefer Dvarim and really call it Torah Kula. V'ram l'mavecha v'shachach tos Hashem elokecha mozi'acha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim. Rather, v'zachar tos Hashem elokecha ki hu anosin l'cha koach la'asos chayel. V'chlin seems that's all used to say that the chayt of the previous door was shechachas Hashem, not having a sense of awareness of God's presence. So the Ramban says, in context, it's clear where the Torah is discussing the Shiva Goyim, Rabim Vatsumimi Mecca, Arim Gidolos, Vitsuros, Bashamayim, Asher Atara Isa, Vatashamata, etc. So, Hihuanosin Lachakoa, Chasos Chayel means that Yisrael are Giborim Lamilchama, but if we deny that it's Hashem who gives us the strength, so then Kol Ozve Hashem Yichlu, then we'll lose that strength. There is a remarkable targum here, which cuts to like the core of Jewish philosophy. Ki hu anosin l'chakoa achlasos chayil, the targum says that it's the word for koach here is eitza, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us insight. He gives us the eitza, he gives us the guidance and the counsel how we ought to proceed in any given situation. So the bandwidth, the scope of the application here is far beyond the immediate context, which the Ramban is quite correct in defining. There's just no doubt about this. It is undeniable that it's really about milchama, but in a broader sense, once you apply it, and as the Targum is applying it, it means to any life situation that a person finds themselves in a difficult quandary, some kind of a dilemma. So we have to be aware that Hashem guides us, Yav Bach Eitza Lemikne Nichsin. Literally, Lasos Chayil here, Chayil in terms of material assets. But the point is, Eitza means the awareness, the strategy, the modus operandi to be able to acquire that which you need to acquire, to be able to possess that which you need to possess, in the broadest possible sense, to be able to function in this world in the best manner possible. So again, this is cuts to like a critical issue. You know, there are some people who labor, I think, in a very sincere way, but a very misguided way, under the delusion that for human beings to act in a rational way, somehow a godless way of living. It could be if a person, you know, doesn't attribute anything to God and is a Baal Gaiva and thinks, Kochivotim Yadi Asali Esachayel Azeh. But if a person recognizes, as the Rambam writes in so many different ways and places in Shemana Prakim, the Perisha Mishnayos, in certain places in the Yadach Hazaka as well, person understands that God gave human beings the capacity to use reason to solve moral dilemmas, to make important choices, so then one isn't acting in a fundamentally secular or anthropocentric way. One is carrying out one's divine mission. In other words, when a human being strategizes, hopefully from a moral point of view, how to extricate themselves from a particular dilemma or how to approach a particular situation, right? Usage of svara is not like, you know, okay, now we're going to do something that leaves God out of the picture. On the contrary, it's a way of exercising, in a very spiritual sense, a way of exercising those faculties that God has endowed us with, right? So the Rambam very famously, in his Perish HaMishnayos, in Psachim, talks about that Chizkiah, the Tzaddik, Melech Tzaddik, great-grandfather Yoshio, a Navi, right, that Chizkiah was gonez the Sefer HaRefuos, and Rashi says, because people weren't davening, and, you know, that was leading to spiritual attrition. And so the Rambam goes literally ballistic, and he says, you know, you think Chizkiah was, the biggest fool who ever lived, that he would be gonez the Sefer HaRefuos, so people wouldn't know how to heal themselves just so that they could daven? Says that God created us in such a way that if we need to eat for caloric sustenance, so He made us have a sensation of hunger, right? And if we're sick, right, God gave us a brain to develop antibiotics and the antiviral medications, not enough of them, but hopefully, and vaccinations. And this isn't, you know, some kind of repudiation of the will of God, right? This is an expression of the will of God, that human beings, Aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, should partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way. He gives us an Eitzah, he gives us the cognitive faculties, we would call them, to be able to manage life situations. Lo Aleinu, a person, it becomes a shota, a person becomes a nichba, to use the language of the of Choshen Mishpat and Simin Lamin Hey. A person is a passi. Unfortunately, they lack a certain degree of acuity. It says the Apostle of Eidos, because it's understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain capacities uniquely in the world so that we should be able to serve Him properly. So we use our Svara, the Svara of why Yeharik Val Yavor applies to Shvichos Damim, Yemer the Damid Gach, Sumak Tvei, Dilma Damid HaGavra, Sumak Tvei. So that Svara is Daraisa. It's like, you know, some kind of a Derabanan or, you know, less. It's Svara is Midaraisa, that we're supposed to use our minds. We can only serve God if we use our minds. That's true of Limud HaTorah, that's true of how to practice mitzvos, Yeharik Val Yavor. Right, the whole enterprise of Talmud Torah is locked into deploying all of our cognitive faculties in that service. So again, there are people who labor under the idea, but a truly religious person sort of, you know, develops what would the philosophers would call an obscurantist orientation. That is to say that everything is unknowable and one just sort of submits or surrenders and doesn't use one's mind. But the truth is that kol atzmo sai tomar na shami kamocha. That means I serve God with my legs, going to shuls and batei medrash, I serve God with my arms, you know, by putting on tefillin, I serve God with my whole body, I serve God with my head, by trying to understand His Torah, by trying to understand what the right thing to do in any particular situation is. You have to understand that God is the one that gives you the Eitzah, He gives you the cognitive faculty, and if a person appreciates that, so then one understands why the first Bakasha in the Amida that we say three times a day, Ata chonein lo adam das, umilamid lo shbina, chonein umid chadea bina vaskel. That's the beginning of all spiritual life, that we should understand, that we should be able to think clearly, and that doesn't lead us away from Torah, on the contrary. Ashivenu avinu l'sar esecha. It leads us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah, because we're able to deploy our rationalist forces, Latova, Toela. So that's a critical perspective about what it means. Kochiv Yotzim Yadi Asali Asachai Elazem means to attribute the intelligence only to myself and to think that I'm so important. Kochiv Yotzim Yadi, the opposite is Vizachartha Shemelokachak, Yuan Osin Lachakoa Chazos Chayil, means to recognize that whatever I'm able to achieve, it's because I've been able to work hard in honing those gifts that God has bestowed upon me, those blessings that God has bestowed upon me should make a person more grateful. So unfortunately, a lot of very intelligent people in the world that are very arrogant, but a truly intelligent person, right? There's nothing intrinsically about intelligence that should make a person arrogant, as long as they know to what to attribute it. They realize what a gift, what a matana tova Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person. And now let me use it for a good purpose. Many, 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 many years ago, a very dear friend of mine was having a Sheva Brachos. Rav Asher Weiss came before he was ashamed of her to say in these circles, before he was, you know, recognized posek. And it was really just a very small group of us, you know, talking at this Sheva Brachos. And he just commented in passing. He said, the two greatest gifts God could give a person are a good mind and a good heart. Leave aside a good heart for now, Leif Tov. But a good mind, this is something wonderful. But recognize that it comes from God and use it to some constructive purpose, to serve Him by learning His Torah, to advance Yeshuva Shalom in any of the ways that are possible.